Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, JoJo Morrissey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Phelps. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Phelps. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Phillips. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Red Phillips. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Phelps covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Morrissey applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Bonura moves to third. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Hayes scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peete. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Peete steals second. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a line drive beyond short. Rogel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Peete scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pete scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Burns moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic bunts towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Phelps covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Morrissey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Simmons reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. one out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pete bunts towards the mound. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Bonura moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morrissey hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-2 in the game. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonura hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Morrissey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Peete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morrissey hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cochran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 3 in the game. Phelps hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 4 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Simmons is walked intentionally. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to home to get Gehringer. Simmons moves to third. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 4 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phelps fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons scores. Walker moves to third. Burns moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.